This is Passport to Texas. The state has more than 1 million acres of public hunting land, including wildlife management areas, state parks, and state natural areas, where sportsmen and women may harvest a wide variety of game. And an annual public hunting permit is only $48. While hunting on public land offers outstanding opportunity, Todd Merendino, a former Parks and Wildlife biologist who currently manages conservation programs for Ducks Unlimited, says doing so requires planning and flexibility. We spoke with him during a public waterfowl hunt on Matagorda Island last year.
Public hunting is just a different style or type of waterfowl hunting, and primarily because unlike a guided operation or your own private lease, there's an element of unknown of where you're going to go, because folks that are in front of you may pick the spots you wanted to go to, or you may just be unfamiliar with the place and not know a good site to hunt. You know, there's a little bit of the kind of an uncertain element to it, and just the fact that because of the check-in procedure and the paperwork procedure, sometimes you're out in the field extremely early. And just like this morning, these guys will be set up an hour before shooting time, whereas on a private lease or a guided operation, you'd probably be getting set up right at shooting time.
The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds the operations of wildlife management areas in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.